To Calvary United Methodist Church. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant. It is wonderful to be in the house of the Lord on such a day as this, because every day is a day of God that we rejoice and are glad in. Amen. Thank you for being here. Before we greet one another with the passing of the peace, I would like to point out that there are some new cards which should be in your pews that say, "Welcome." It's a black and white card that says, "Welcome, guest information." Guest information. This is for our visitors and newcomers, and we want to make a special welcome today to all of you who are visiting with us, and ask that you fill one of these out for us so that we may contact you and make you feel at home and make you feel a part of the family of God that we celebrate here at Calvary. We appreciate you, all our visitors and friends, come to this congregation. And so please fill those out. If you are visiting with us or a newcomer to the area, we would very much have your information. It has a place on here for the date, your name and address, your phone, your email, and then on that, any comments or prayer requests. And you, and of course, the yellow cards are our prayer requests that we put in, all of us do, the offering plates during that time. And that's what you would do with these cards. You would put them in the offering plate. Or give them to an usher. One of those things, give them to an usher or put them in your offering plate. Let's begin our service with passing the peace of Christ to our neighbors and friends. Peace be with you, and you say, and also with you.
Either way.
Well, I don't know about all of you, but I am certainly happy to be here this morning. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get right to our announcements. Most of our usual business that goes on during the week is found on the back of your bulletin. Please don't forget our celebration of love, which will be this coming Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, February 7th. This is the last day to purchase your tickets, okay? Yes, ma'am. Miss Nancy has tickets. I have tickets. And all you have to do is find one of us, and we will be glad to let you have a ticket so that you can enter. I really don't want to turn anyone away, and I just want to stress that you do need a ticket. You need to have your reservation for the catered dinner. Okay. There's a lot of oranges in our refrigerator in the kitchen, and this is an announcement about those oranges. Calvary Pickers, they've even named themselves. If you are interested in helping pickers, please contact our office or Larry Rude. They are picking our community unwanted fruit to be handed out on Fridays at our food bank on Fridays. And this has been a wonderful blessing. Yes, Larry?
Just went to two homes that I called. Did not pick all off of both trees for the time, and it was just the first time was my daughter and grandson and I, and that was Diane and I. When Thursday, Betty and Lenny came up to the church, divided the fruit up into bags. 65 bags of oranges and tangelos.
Wow. Amen.
Friday morning, they had 65 families show up.
Wow. Thanks be to God.
That is good.
Yesterday, Diane, Tracy, Thomas, and I finished off those two trees that we weren't able to finish last week. Betty's probably going to have another 65 bags. Here's the problem. I have 9 more people that have already called from our sign. I don't know how many people have read our sign. Unwanted, unpicked fruit, please call us. God had laid this on my heart, driving around, seeing all these citrus trees going to waste. We're going to do a little exercise here. Anybody that is able to stand up, please stand up. If you're able to stand, please stand.
Some people are scared, Larry.
Guaranteed. Now, those that are standing, please raise your hand above your head. There you go. You're all good. That's all that's required. If you're not able to climb a ladder, a lot of this fruit is at levels. If you're interested, please do contact either myself or us, and I'm trying to put together a chart of where we've got to go and who can go do it, because we work full-time during the day. A lot of times by the time I get off at night, it's starting to get dark. If I have volunteers that can go and at least get the bottom of the tree, we can get the top. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Really, this is a wonderful way for Calvary to move outside these doors and let the community know who we are. So if you would like to join that, and then, you know what, if you do that, you can put one of these in the offering plate. That would be a salty service. So talking about that, please remember, if you have done something, gone out of your way to assist or help someone for the love of Christ, be sure and put your salty service card away. And also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we would like to have those so that we can joyfully praise with you on something wonderful that God has done for you or in your life, and also pray Amen. For things that we need help, which is every day for me. Okay. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Yes, Betty.
Well, I haven't told you anything for about 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So I've got to tell you what's going on. The Mercy Network, you know, is a group of church organizations, and we're trying to help the homeless and needy in Clay County. The officials here have no homeless, so we're opening their eyes. Anyway, Mercy Network has access to 4 empty apartments that we're going to put new families into. Process of just putting everything else that they need to live with, beds, furniture, pots and pans, silverware, blankets, you name it, there's a need. So if any of you have any excess of anything that goes in, please call me or tell Sue. We'll get that delivered to the Mercy Network. We've already taken 150 dishes, you name it, glasses, cups, blankets. I can't tell you how many things we've given them already because of this church. And so
thank you, Betty. That's wonderful. You know what? I changed my mind. I kind of want to go over some of this on the bulletin. I just noticed that Monday evening there's going to be a children's ministry meeting. If anybody is interested in that, please come to the church at 6 o'clock. Tuesday there is a trustee committee meeting, so if you are a part of that, they expect you here 6:30 on Tuesday. Wednesday, the Bible study has started with Pastor Esther. What time is your?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock on Wednesday. Yay! That's really nice. I wish I was off on Wednesday. Thursday, there will be a Bible study here at the church. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, God's Will is going to be our first lesson. And then, of course, our food bank on Friday and the Celebration of Love dinner on Saturday. Okay, anyone else? Then will you please...
Fran.
Oh, Fran. Oh, guess what? Look at the front of your bulletins. Isn't that cute? Super Savior. Did you see that? Very nice.
Amen.
He gets a lot of glory on this day, not just football. What is it, the Dolphins?
Yeah, for the Dolphins.
Speak up there. He's just a Mr. Man.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we do know now that today is Super Bowl Sunday, right? So I sure hope you brought your soup, right? Soup. I don't know all those fancy jokes, but anyway. Okay. Will you please join me in our opening words this morning? By this I have known the presence of the Lord.
In the rising of the sun, in the smile of his face.
In the touch of a hand or the sound of a laugh.
In the scent of a flower holding the promises.
By this I have known the power of the Lord.
In the healing of hurts, in the forgiveness of sin,
in the giving gifts beyond all expectation,
in the shower of love that comes from God's Son.
Let us give thanks to the Lord with all of our heart.
Let us worship our God, whose presence and power endures forever.
And will you please join me for our prayer of confession?
We'll do that later.
That's quite all right. We welcome you. Welcome to the house of Calvary.
Now, if you'd all stand through the screen behind me, we'll sing Bind Us Together.
Children's moment. All right. I wanted to mention, I didn't say anything ahead of the service, but you see, we have somebody new sitting at the piano bench. Yes.
Yes, we do.
Lois Carlberg is sitting in for George while George is out of town. We miss George when he's away, and he will be back. But we feel blessed to have Lois come and share with us her gift and talent for the Lord. Now, most of you probably know how to read, don't you? Yes. And how many of you have count or do addition or subtraction? Have you learned addition and subtraction? Okay. You know how to do that, then. You know everything about math. Okay. All right, because she's in kindergarten. So she's in kindergarten. She knows everything about math. Well, I tell you, you probably had either a parent or a teacher help you the very first time that you looked at a number or a letter and you didn't know any of it. It looked like Greek to you. You couldn't understand the words on the page or the numbers in front of you. But after you learned it, the teacher helped you, it became second nature. You can read a word and know what it means. You can look at a math problem and you can add or subtract because you learned how to do that. And Jesus does the same thing for us. Jesus is the person we learn about from God. We learn God from Jesus. Excuse me. We learn about God from Jesus. Jesus helps us understand. And we have understanding when we learn about Jesus. And where do we learn about Jesus? In church, in Sunday school. Sometimes at home we learn about Jesus. In our prayer time, we learn about Jesus. In service to others, we learn about Jesus. All of those different ways God uses for us to learn about Jesus. And Jesus, in turn, teaches us about God. What is the most important thing, do you think? This is an opinion question. It's not really a right or wrong answer. What is the most important thing you need to know about God? What is it, sweetie? He makes good people and good animals. He makes good people and good animals. Yes, he does. What else? What else? Love, right? That's what I was going to say. Answer. The most important thing that Jesus teaches us about God is that God is love. But there are a lot of things. There are a lot of different things. And we are grateful to Jesus for coming and showing us the way to God. Let's bow our heads and pray. We are glad that you sent your Son so that we may understand and know who you are and what you would have us be. Help us always to look to Jesus and get help from him when we need it. In Jesus' name. All right, let me give you each a piece of candy. Bradley, this is your piece. You're welcome. You are welcome. Now, will the ushers please come forward for our tithes and offerings? Let us pray. We are grateful, O God, for all the gifts that you have bestowed upon your children. You love us, and you give us so many generous gifts, but the most important gift we celebrate is the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, who came to show us the way to you. And for this, we praise your name forever and ever. In Jesus' name.
Praise him, all creatures, hear me low. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
I know you can see that we've got a few chairs up here. They're empty only because people are missing today. And actually, the choir is officially full.
Amen.
So, Kay Porterfield and Barbara Hosey, you've waited too long.
We'll find a spot.
Yes. Well, the problem is we have no more robes. If someone wants to buy the choir some new robes, that would be fine.
I just want to mention, I know that there are some who have come in since the service started, and I want to know how welcome they are to be here. I appreciate you for coming and would like to invite you also to fill in the welcome card, which is in your pew. Since we've passed the plate already, you might give this, once you filled it out, to one of the ushers before you leave today so that we might know who you are and can extend our welcome to you. Let's go to God in prayer. If you would turn in your worship elements to the prayer of confession. And we come to the Lord's table, we specifically have in mind the need for confession. We always need confession. We always need to confess our sins. But today in particular, as we prepare to come to God's table to share God's gifts, we want to confess our sin. And I would ask that you unite with me in the prayer which is printed there. You, God, are known for your wonderful deeds, your mercy, forgiveness, and love. You have shown us the power of your works time and time again, and yet we are slow to come in. We refuse to acknowledge your gifts. We act self-sufficient, as if we provide ourselves everything we need, when we know in our hearts that you are the author of life. Forgive us, we pray, as we confess our sins, in thought, word, or deed. May your redemptive presence flood our lives, that we may praise your name forevermore. Amen. In God, wide, wide mercy, wider than the largest ocean, deeper than the furthest seas, God forgives. Receive now God's blessing and forgiveness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen.
And our scripture reading is found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even an unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. These are the words of God for the people of God. Amen.
Some of you might remember back to the 1990s. I remember them. Former President Jimmy Carter was on the David Letterman show. That's a show I used to watch back in the 1990s, and I know, of course, he's not on the air any longer. Yes, he is. No? All right, well, CBS. Yep, I go to bed too early for that these days. Well, at any rate, President Carter told a story about going on this tour, a speaking tour of Japan. And he told a little joke. After the interpreter had finished translating, the room erupted in laughter. And Carter was very surprised and pleased that they had enjoyed his joke. Well, after the speech, an old friend of Carter's who actually spoke Japanese told him why everyone was laughing so hard. Because the interpreter had said, "President Carter has told a very funny story. Everyone should laugh now." I didn't even have to tell you to do that. Mark's gospel that we just heard Robin share with us says that Jesus taught as one having authority, not as the scribes. In this case, you can think of the scribes like President Carter's interpreters, telling people how they should feel and respond, rather than just making it clear what God has said. They told people what to think and what to feel. Now, today in our world, we have a lot of people who tell us what to think and what to feel. So you and I, we're accustomed to getting our truth from these interpreters or scribes, who tell us how we should feel and how we should respond. From parents to pastors, from teachers to television, our ears are constantly bombarded by the voices of interpreters telling us what we should think about the news or about what is happening. How we should respond from everything from eating our veggies to the latest up to stock market. And most of us have tuned them out to some degree or another. We've learned to listen to the interpreters with a grain of salt, sort of half listening to what is said as they drone on in this monotonous should. We hear it constantly. Which is what makes an authentic and true voice so startling. A voice like the voice of Jesus, who taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes or the interpreters. When Jesus preached at Capernaum, the text says that the people were astounded and amazed. They didn't know what to do. Nobody was telling them how to feel or whether to laugh or not or what to think. Genuine freedom is a very frightening thing. And emotional freedom is the most frightening freedom of all, as the casting out of the unclean spirits show. I want to talk about the unclean spirits this morning, as that is in all of us that resists genuine freedom and responsibility in our lives. Upon hearing the voice of authority, a voice declaring our freedom, our unclean spirits immediately resist, because our unclean spirits recognize in that voice of freedom the call to change our lives. Indeed, the unclean spirit is correct when it accuses Jesus of having come on a mission of destruction. And the unclean spirit says, "Have you come to destroy us?" Jesus does indeed come into the world and into our lives with an agenda of anarchy and destruction, because Jesus came to tear down any and all walls of separation that keep God's people apart from one another. Jesus came to erase the structures of slavery to sin, which keep us in bondage to our own badness. Jesus came to wipe out the diseases of the soul, keep us from knowing God's love, and hold us back from loving one another. So yes, Jesus came to destroy. But he came to destroy in order to rebuild, to reconstruct, to recreate. Jesus came to remake us in the image of God, to make us new creatures in Christ. And so it is no wonder that unclean spirits, past and present, are afraid. They know that the coming of Christ spells the end of their reign of fear in the human heart. Some of you have probably read some of the works of C.S. Lewis, the great Christian writer. In the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the children in the book are somewhat afraid when they learn that the savior of the Narnians is a lion named Aslan, if you remember that. And so the children ask, is he safe? And safe, the beaver responds, of course not. He's a lion. He's not safe, but he's good. And just so, Jesus is not safe. He did indeed come to destroy, but he's good, because he also came to remake us into the wonderful and loving human being God made us to be in the first place. It's that we have strayed so far away from what we were intended to be that we have to start over by building from scratch. But it is no wonder that people were astounded and amazed in the voice of a clear, uninterpreted, untranslated voice of Jesus. They heard a call to freedom, to shuck off all the shoulds that they had heard all their lives, everything that had been taught them had come through an interpreter, had come through somebody telling them, this is the way you think. You can laugh now. You can cry now. You can smile now. You can think now. But in that voice of Jesus, they heard a call to respond to the love of the one who loved them. In that voice, they heard a call to leave fear behind and to step out in freedom to do God's work in God's way in the world. In that voice, they heard a call to love the unloving, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to house the homeless, to cry out against unclean spirits of war and oppression, injustice and indignity, wherever they have a stranglehold on human lives. In that voice, they heard the voice of God say, "I love you. Come follow me." In that voice was the voice of Jesus, our Savior. Amen and amen. This morning, I would ask you to turn with me into the insert again, the worship elements on the backside for the Great Thanksgiving. And what I like to say to everyone is that this is not my table. This table doesn't belong to Calvary. No one here would ever turn you away. This is an open table. Anyone who seeks to have the knowledge and love of God in their lives, in whatever fashion, they are invited to the Lord's table. And this is God's table. God's good gifts are offered to us without price at his table. If you're not able to come forward during the time of coming forward, we will bring it to you. We can bring you communion to your pew if need be. Just to let you know, no one here should ever be held back from communion. Amen. Please join with me in the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You have created the earth and I, the sea and stars, and all the living creatures therein. Your works are the essence of majesty and honor. Your righteousness lives forever. You demonstrate your power in strange and unexpected ways, from the birth of your Son in a manger to the gentle nudging of the Holy Spirit, calling us to love one another. The works of your hands are faithful and just, and your mercy endures forever. So, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to cleanse us from our sins and to bring us newness of life. In the power of the Holy Spirit, he healed people and taught as one who had authority. He brought a new teaching, a teaching of love, forgiveness, and the power of God for justice and mercy. In the confidence of the will of God, let us pray the prayer he taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus died. He had a meal with his disciples, and he took the bread. And when he had blessed it, he broke it and said, This is my body, given for you and for many. Eat this in remembrance of me and be thankful. He took the cup, and when he had given thanks and blessed it, he said, This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me and be thankful. God's good gifts for the people of God. As the ushers lead you, come and kneel and pray at his altar and receive the elements of salvation. Will you come?
Page 176, we'll sing Majesty.
Christ, but the question is, what are we going to do with that freedom? God has a call for you, and God has a call for me. May we be open to God sending His Spirit to wherever He wants us to go. May you receive that Spirit of being sent. Go in the love and knowledge of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and may He rest now and abide with you always.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.